As the trial closed, the defense for two people charged with a stabbing death at Nanaimo's waterfront say the evidence does not point to their clients. Mark Jaden Harrison and Aiden Matthew Bell each face a charge of manslaughter after Fred Parsons, 29, was stabbed at Mafio Sutton Park on September 5, 2022, and died of his injuries. Closing arguments took place Friday, August 2, at BC Supreme Court in Nanaimo, with Gloria Ng and Bobby Mavasagi, counsel for Bell and Harrison's respective legal teams, stating there is reasonable doubt. In his closing submissions, Nick Barber, Crown Counsel, contended that Bell and Harrison attacked a group of people, including Parsons, at the park, using bear spray and a knife. It was Harrison who started the attack, asserted Barber, and Bell who finished it, but regardless of who did what, they were both responsible for the death, Crown said. Elto Scheffer and a person whose identity is protected under a publication ban were two witnesses Crown called to the stand, and while Ng and Mavasagi considered both credible, they questioned their testimony. The unnamed witness testified that a taller and shorter boy, as well as a female, were involved in the attack. There is no evidence as to who deployed the bear spray, Ng told the jury, as Scheffer had been blinded after being sprayed and the unnamed witness was looking at Parsons's pet dog. It is possible that the person who used the bear spray also stabbed Parsons, Ng contended, and the two actions don't have to be mutually exclusive. Ng also said there were many unanswered questions, including why there was no blood detected on a knife belonging to Bell that was collected as evidence. Mavasagi pointed to the fact that in a photo array, the unnamed witness selected a person with a dark complexion who did not fit the description of Harrison. In a similar fashion, Scheffer also had photos presented to him, but did not choose Harrison. There was video evidence of Harrison carrying a shoulder strap bag, and none of the testimony pointed to anyone having a bag, Mavasagi noted. A notable part of the Crown's closing submission was surveillance footage, including from a downtown parkade. Caitlin Turinjo was co-Crown Counsel along with Barber. In addition to Ng, Bell was represented by Stephanie Head and Austin Nix. Along with Mavasagi, Kendra Waugh served as counsel for Harrison. The trial was held in front of Justice Robin Baird and a 12-person jury. The jury will reconvene Tuesday, August 6, at which time Baird is expected to provide instruction to them. Proceedings began July 22.